The Supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O Most Merciful of the Merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday five things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Almighty. Dear brothers, dear sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salam and so welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Our topic for this episode is Eid al-Qadir, Greatest Eid of Allah. Today, Wednesday, is the 13th of Zilhijjah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 22 of the month of Tir, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 13th of July, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's look at Allah's book, the Holy Quran. We'll listen to chapter 5, verse 55.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Innama waliyukumullahu wa rasuluhu wallazina amanu allazina yuqimuna as-salata wa yu'tuna الزَّكَاةَ وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ
Your ally is none but Allah, and therefore His Messenger and those who have believed, those who establish prayer and give zakah, and they bow in worship.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It has been cited in the occasion of revelation of the verse 55, that the beggar entered the mosque of the Messenger of Allah and asked people for a charity. Nobody gave him anything. Ali ibn Abi Talib pointed his finger to him while he was bowing in the prayer, and he remitted his ring to that beggar. In honoring of this remittal, the verse was revealed.
فلا تبي ولها ولا
راغي عيد الغدير, the greatest Eid of Allah. This day have those who reject faith given up all hope of your religion. Those who have questioned the content of these ayahs and those who make certain comments in rejecting this verse, the opponents of Ghadir and those who do not believe in it have interpreted this ayah in certain ways, but this part of ayah cannot be interpreted otherwise. Today is a day that the enemies have become disappointed with your religion. What has been added to the religion that has disappointed the enemy? How significant are the religious rules that have appeared in this ayah and in the beginning of Surah Al-Ma'idah, both before and after this part of the ayah? This part of the ayah does not refer to daily prayers, zakat and jihad, nor does it refer to any peripheral rule. This day have those who reject faith given up all hope of your religion. So there is another issue involved, one that is not related to the religious rules that have appeared in the surah. What is that issue? It is the issue of leadership of the Islamic community. It is the issue of government and imamate in the Islamic community.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin astain. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with how to disseminate the news and message of Ghadir Khum. In this connection, it must be indicated that so long as we want to disseminate the messages and events of Islamic history, it must be indicated that likewise, the way we hold commemorative ceremonies in favor of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, particularly on Ashura and Arba'in, on this joyful day, on this happy day, on the happy day of Ghadir Khum, we are expected to hold such ceremonies fervently and indicate that Imam Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salam on such a day received the divine nomination as the immediate successor to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The point in this way, the point is very important to note that the divine directions and divine guidance never stopped at the demise of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rather, Imam Amir al-Mu'minin as-salam was raised by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he constantly received his education, his particular specific education from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was nominated as the immediate divinely selected successor to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It indicates that nobody would have the right qualifications of being the divine, of being the immediate successor to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا.
This day, I have perfected for you your religion, and completed my favor upon you, and have chosen for you Islam as your religion.
الله مولاي وأنا مولى المؤمنين. ألا من كنت مولاه فهذا علي مولاه. اللهم وال من والاه وعاد من عاداه. أيها الناس الحق دائما مع علي وعلي مع الحق.
And the continuation of today's special from IRIB English Radio, we'll listen to a short part about the great aid of Allah. It has been narrated from Imam Sadiq that he has said, "This is the greatest Eid of Allah, and every prophet appointed by Allah celebrated this day as an Eid and knew the sanctity of this day. The name of this day is the heavens in the day of the allegiance and well-known pact. And on the earth, this day is known as the day of promise, which is taken, and the day of the gathering of those who witnessed the event. The Eid of Walaya." It was said to Abi Abdullah Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq alayhi salam, "Do the true believers have an Eid other than the two Eid of Al-Adha and Al-Fitr and the Jum'ah?" The Imam replied, "Yes, they have one which is even greater than these ones, and that is the day when Amir al-Mu'mineen was designated by the Messenger of Allah, blessings of Allah be upon him and his family, with the wilaya at the Qadir Khum, which rests on the necks of all the men and women."
Alhamdulillahilladhi جعلنا من المتمسكين بولايته علي بن أبي طالب والأئمة المعصومين عليهم السلام.
Acts of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, that prove politics and ethics can be combined. In politics, he would never resort to lying. Dear brothers and sisters, another characteristic of the political behavior of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib was that he did not resort to oppressing people, telling lies, and carrying out oppressive measures. At the beginning of the Imam's caliphate, some people said to him that he should show some consideration for the influential personalities in society and that he should give them a larger share of public funds. They said, "Do not make them disobey you. Rather, you should attract their hearts." He replied, "Do you command me to achieve victory through oppression? By Allah, I won't do so. As long as the world goes on and as long as one star leads to another in the sky, it was not possible for the Imam Ali to make friends through a display of oppression and by adopting incorrect and non-Islamic methods."
First type of poverty that the Imam alayhi salam addresses in his sermons through his actions is intellectual poverty. We see that Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam famously said, "La ghina kal aql." وَلَا فَقْرَكَ الْجَهْلِ. The Imam alayhi salam says, there is no richness like the intellect, and there is no poverty like ignorance. Someone can have billions of dollars, could be the richest person, but if this person is not intellectually rich, intellectually mature, according to the Imam alayhi salam, this person is what? Is poor. He really doesn't have anything. You know, that's why they say, if you think education is expensive, try ignorance. Ignorance is very costly. You could have all the resources around you, but because of ignorance, because of the lack of intellectual maturity, you're actually poor. The Imam alayhi salam brings our attention to this fundamental point, to advance, to progress, to enrich yourselves, your families. You need to develop your intellectual capacity. You need to seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave, not to waste a single minute of your life not advancing intellectually. And subhanAllah, today when you have, for example, economists, psychologists, sociologists, when they examine the roots of poverty, the causes of poverty, they've come to the conclusion that the biggest factor, or one of the biggest factors that contribute to poverty, is ignorance. It's lack of education.
That was all from today's special. And for this episode, we spoke about Eid al-Qadir, greatest Eid of Allah. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and let us ponder on what the Holy Prophet's 10th infallible successor, Imam Ali al-Naghi al-Hadi, peace be upon him, has taught us of the merits of performing the ziyarah or visitation to the shrine of the immortal martyr of Karbala. There are definite places in which God likes the servants to supplicate to him. One of these places is the tomb of Hussein, the master of the martyrs, peace be upon him.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio.
log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and interesting hadith, which has been narrated from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about the remembrance of God Almighty. To be more specific, it talks about the results and the fruits of the remembrance of Allah. As you know, the remembrance of Allah, or the dhikr of Allah, is one of those pivotal and central Islamic virtues which has been repeatedly emphasized in the Quran and the Hadith. In fact, it's so important that when God Almighty speaks about the ritual prayer, the Salat, he says, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةِ لِذِكْرِي. He says, perform the ritual prayer for my remembrance. This implies that the remembrance of God is the goal, is the reason, is the rationale behind the ritual prayer. And therefore, it is above it. It's more important than it. Just like every goal, every purpose is more significant and more important than the thing for which it is a goal. Regarding the remembrance of God and the fruits of the remembrance of God, God Almighty says the following in the Holy Quran: those who have faith and those whose hearts find rest in the remembrance of Allah. Look, the hearts find rest in the remembrance of Allah. It's a very famous verse of the Holy Quran. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. The hearts find rest in the remembrance of Allah. And so the remembrance of Allah is what leads to the rest and the repose and the peace and tranquility of the hearts. Perhaps this is the reason why the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said the following in a very beautiful hadith, that dhikrullah shifa'un lil qulub. Or dhikrullah shifa'ul qulub. The remembrance of Allah is a healing for the hearts because it leads to this peace, right? And this peace is what heals the heart. Therefore, the remembrance of Allah heals the heart and it cures it of all maladies and of all spiritual and psychological ailments. You know, one of the concerns of the era in which we're in is you know, mental stability. You know, people today, they have numerous mental problems, psychological problems, and you know, in order to remedy these problems, a lot of people take recourse to psychiatry or psychology. You know, they turn to antidepressants or other, you know, forms of, you know, modern medicine. But there's no denying the fact that religion and spirituality also play a central role in, you know, mental peace and in mental health. And therefore, as religious people, we cannot deny this fact. And in fact, we are of the opinion that this religion is far more superior to these, you know, these other forms and alternative forms of spiritual and psychological healing. Thank you for joining us on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the remembrance of God and its fruits. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhal muzammil qum al-layla illa qalila nisfahu
aw inqus minhu qalila aw zid 'alayhi wa rattilil qur'ana tartila.
Qad 'awtuka rabbi bi qur'ani jannibni harrani.
Let's recite the Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد أجل فرجا.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome back to our Quranic sessions.
A message from the sky, a mercy for mankind. If you lose your way, we'll always be your guide. Far greater than this world, move mountains with its words. Fixed every part of me and put my heart at ease. And Allah knows words heal the soul, most beautiful of miracles. The more you read, the more you feel Allah's love with every beat.
So, alhamdulillah, we learned what the rule idgham is and different types of idgham. Idgham with gunna and idgham
without gunna.
Great. And the nasal sound gunna itself, we will apply now, inshallah, all of them in Surah Al-Ghashiyah. Ready?
Yes.
Go to Surah Al-Ghashiyah.
Yes.
So, respected brothers and sisters who are listening to us, page 592 in my Quran, Surah Al-Ghashiyah, chapter 30 of the Quran Kareem. Okay.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟
هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟
وجوه يومئذ خاشعة.
وجوه يومئذ خاشعة.
Great. وجوه. There were three steps to go for the Tanwin or Nun Sakin rule, yes? The first step was to find Nun Sakin or
Tanwin.
Second step, look for the next letter, the Mutaharik letter. The third step,
Apply
one of those four rules. That's easy. So, Fawad Haider, in وجوه يومئذ خاشعة, where is the tanwin?
The
first tanween?
Anha.
Anha. Hun, right? Wujuhun. Great. Now, the first step done. Tanween we found. What is the next letter? Hussain Ruhullah?
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Is it one of the Yarmul letters?
Yes.
Great. So, Hussain Musa?
Yes.
Idgham? Yes?
Yes.
With Ghunna, without Ghunna?
Without Ghunna.
Without Ghunna, because it's the letter Ra, Lam or Ra, yes?
Yes.
It's not the letter Ya. So whenever you say, for example, this longer sound, yes. It is Ghunna.
It's Ghunna.
Okay. So, Wujuhun Yawma'idhin. Now, Ali Nasser, please apply the root Idgham with Ghunna here.
Wujuhun Yawma'idhin.
Ahsan.
Wujuhun Yawma'idhin.
Great. Wujuhun
Yawma'idhin.
Everyone?
Wujuhun Yawma'idhin.
Now we have one more tanween. Yawma'idhin.
Yes.
Tanween. What is the next letter?
A heavy letter.
Kha.
Kha. Is it from Yarmanun letters?
No.
No.
Which letters?
From the throat letters.
What rule must be applied?
Idhar.
How do you apply it?
Just clearly pronounce. No.
Okay, pronounce. Clearly pronounce it.
Yawma'idhin.
Yawma'idhin.
Khashi'a.
No yarmalun. No merging. No hiding. Nothing. No changing. Look, we have three rules, okay? Merging, hiding, changing. Iqlab, changing. Idgham, merging. Ikhfa, hiding. So, idhar means no changing. No hiding, no merging. No merge, no hide.
No change.
The original sound.
In Arabic, adhar means just like clear. Like
yeah, clearly. Clear. MashaAllah, adhar means clear. Great. So let's recite this ayah once more.
Wujuhun yawma'idhin khashi'ah. Wujuhun yawma'idhin khashi'ah.
Ahsan. Let's go to the next ayahs. So we recite three ayahs, then we'll come back and take a look at the tanween, nun sakin, and the rules, okay?
Okay, sir.
A'amilatun nasibah. A'amilatun nasibah. Tasla naran hamiyah. تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية تسقى من عين آنية
okay. عاملة ناصبة Do we have a tanween?
Yes.
Tun.
Yes.
What is the next letter?
Nun.
Nun. Which rule?
إدغام.
إدغام.
With غنة without غنة.
With
غنة.
عاملة ناصبة عاملة ناصبة
Great. ناصبتون as well. We have that tanween, okay? But because we stop here, we do not talk about it. While if we connect it to the next ayah, we'll do the ikhfarul. But yes. Let's not talk about it. Inshallah, in ikhfar, we'll study that. Next one. تصلى ناراً We have a tanween. What is the next letter?
Ha.
Ha.
That alif is because sometimes whenever you stop, that tanween fatha changes to alif maddi. That's why I told you, yes?
Yes.
Tasla nara.
Yes.
Okay? But you should not stop here because hamia is the attribute or the adjective for naran. So together they have to be.
Yes.
Tasla naran. So which rule?
Idhar.
Ha is from the throat letters. And idhar. Dar harf halq idhar kun. Whenever you see any of the throat letters, apply the rule.
Idhar.
So, tasla naran hamiya.
Tasla naran hamiya.
MashaAllah. Tusqa min aynin aniya. So, we have tanween, we have nun sakin. Where is nun sakin? Min. Tusqa min. So, what is the next letter?
Ayn.
Ayn. Which rule?
Idhar.
Ayn is throat letter. Yes. It's clear. Tusqa min aynin. Clearly produce the sound of nun sakin. No change, no merge, no?
Hide.
Okay?
Qalbun bil haqq ta'allaq wa bi gharih ra'a ta'allaq
يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ يا
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق
تسقى من عين نون تنوين
yes.
right
yes
plus what is the next letter
Hamza
Hamza Hamza Hamza is from
throat letter
so what rule
Idhar.
Clearly produce the sound of tanween so let's recite this ayah تسقى من عين آنية
Yes.
Okay. Now, if I apply the rule idgham, for example, tusqa mi'aynin, ayni aniya. So this is wrong. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. It doesn't give the meaning. Okay.
Yes.
So tusqa min aynin aniya.
Tusqa min aynin aniya.
Simple as that. No change. No height. And no. Merge. Okay, great. In this ayah, we had two examples for
Idhar.
Next three ayahs. ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع.
ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع.
أحسن. لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع.
لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع
وجوه يومئذ ناعمة
وجوه يومئذ ناعمة
أحسن okay let's take a look at these three ayahs ليس لهم طعام تنوين
yes
so what is the next letter for what
Alif.
Hamza, right?
Hamza.
So, alif, whenever Hamza. You see Alif,
throat letter.
We have Hamza beneath Alif or on the top of Alif, that's Hamza, okay?
Alif Hamza.
Hamza. Say Hamza tul qad. It is Hamza tul qad. Why? Because we have Hamza. Hamza tul wasl, we have Alif on the top of Alif, the front of Sad, okay?
Yes.
So, it's clear. We studied it in level 2, alhamdulillah. So, laysa lahum ta'amun, tanween, tanween dhamma, right? Then, plus. The mutaharrik letter is Hamza. Hamza tul qad. So, what rule is applied?
Idhar.
Great. Why?
Because it's a throat letter.
Hamza is a throat letter. So, how do you say this?
Ta'amun.
Ta'amun illa. Sometimes the reciters produce a sound like this. Ta'amun illa. This way they recite.
Yes.
Ta'amun illa. Okay?
It's correct.
It's a style of recitation. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
ليس لهم طعام إلا okay طعام إلا طعام إلا okay they just smoothly okay connected with the next part of the ayah okay great طعام إلا إظهار next one من ضريع نون ساكن right فوان من ضريع what is the next letter يرملون or إظهار or throat letters or إخلاب which one None of them, yes?
Yes.
Not Yermalun, not throat letters, not
because
Ba.
It's the last letter.
It is Dad, yes?
Yes.
So Dad is from the rest of the letters that we will apply the rule Ikhfa. So we'll not talk about it. It is actually this way. Mildari'. We have that Gunna here, I told you, yes? In Idgham as well, we have Gunna. In Ikhfa as well, we have Gunna, okay? But here we hide, we do not merge.
Mm-hmm.
Look, Noon is not merged to Da. If we merge it, it becomes. But we do not merge it. The noon sound is still there, but we hide it kind of, yes? We do
we
not
don't
let.
Say min dari.
Yeah, clearly
say,
no.
Not
we do not.
Say, and not like, we don't hide it like in the
great.
Middle. Min, like mir.
We do not merge. We do not clearly pronounce. We do not change it to ba. We hide it rather, okay? We hide it, so we make sure that Sayyid Ali Nasir do not see it, okay? So, next word. Mil dari'. I will tell you, okay, that mil dari'. Inshallah, in ikhfa, we have also heavy ikhfa, we have light ikhfa. Okay? Heavy ikhfa is with the letters, with the heavy letters. Look, dad. heavy letter. Meow, heavy aw sound. Meow, darir. If it is a light letter, meow, for example, the other letters, okay? So, alhamdulillah, this ayah is well finished. La yusminu wa la yugni min ju' again. Jim is there, okay? After noon is akin. So we do not talk about it. It's ikhfa, inshallah, the next rule, okay? So, let's recite the three ayahs. And then we will talk about the rules, okay? And after a break, okay? After a break. So,
wujuhun yawma'idhin na'imah.
Thank you so much. Inshallah, in the next session, okay? After taking a break, inshallah, we'll go through the next three ayahs and the rest of the surah, okay? And apply the rules. All right?
Yes.
Do you have any questions?
Yes. No.
Inshallah. After a break, okay, we'll be back. Thank you so much. Let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
صفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
وليت شعري يا سيدي وإلهي ومولاي أتسلط النار على وجوه خرت لعظمتك ساجدا وعلى ألسن نطقت بتوحيدك صادقا بشكرك مادحا وعلى قلوب اعترفت بإلهيتك محققا وعلى ضمائر حوت من العلم بك حتى صارت خاشعة وعلى جوارح سعت إلى أوطان تعبدك طائعة وأشارت باستغفارك مذعنا.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this excerpt of the Kumail supplication. وليت شعري يا سيدي وإلهي ومولاي. Would that I knew my master, my Allah, and my protector. أتسلق النار على وجوه خرت لعظمتك ساجدة. Whether you will give the fire dominion over the faces fallen down prostrating before your greatness. وعلى ألسن نطقت بتوحيدك صادق. Or will you give fire dominion over the tongues which have voiced sincerely the profession of your oneness? وبشكرك مادحة. They have been giving thanks to you in praise. وعلى قلوب اعترفت بإلهيتك محققة. The hearts acknowledging your divinity through verification. وعلى ضمائر حوت من العلم بك حتى صارت خاشعة. Or the minds encompassing knowledge of you until they have become humble. وعلى جوارح سعت إلى أوطان تعبدك طائعة. And the limbs speeding to the places of your worship in obedience. وأشارت باستغفارك مذعنة. Entreating your forgiveness in submission. ما هكذا الظن بك. No such opinion is held of you. ولا أخبرنا بفضلك عنك. يا كريم يا رب. Nor has such been reported thanks to your bounty concerning you, O Allah, the generous. The sweetness and pleasure of this kind of worshipping, the most comprehensive worship, which is salat or praying, only dwells in the hearts of the friends of Allah or the awliyaullah. It is not something which occurs to them at times and goes away at other times. When the sweetness of love of Allah settles in the heart of a person, then such a heart is the one inhabited by the love of Allah. And Allah shall never punish a heart inhabited by His love, and in which the sweetness of His love has settled. أَتُسَلِّطُ النَّارَ عَلَى وُجُوهٍ خَرَّتْ لِعَظَمَتِكَ سَاجِدَةً Will you give the fire dominion over the faces fallen down in prostration before your greatness? The true awliyaullah love worshipping. The Holy Prophet ﷺ says, جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ قُرَّةَ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ The praiseworthy Allah has set prayer the light of my eye. وَحَبَّبَ إِلَيَّ الصَّلَاةِ And He has set happiness of my heart and has made it dear to me. كَمَا حَبَّبَ إِلَى الْجَائِعِ الطَّعَامِ As food is dear to a hungry person. وَإِلَى الظَّمْآنِ الْمَاءِ And water is dear to a thirsty one. وَإِنَّ الْجَائِعَ إِذَا أَكَلَ شَبِعَ The hungry becomes full of the food, and thirsty becomes full of the water. وَأَنَا لَا أَشْبَعُ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ I never get completely full of prayer. Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam says regarding the established state of the divine love and worshipping, By your might, O my master, even if you drive me away, I will not leave your door and I will not cease to compliment you because of what I have come to know of your generosity and kindness.
I wish I had known, O my master, my God and my Lord. Will you inflict fire upon faces which have submissively bowed in your prostration to your greatness, or upon the tongues which have sincerely confirmed your unity and have always expressed gratitude to you? Or upon hearts which have acknowledged your divinity with conviction, or upon the minds which accumulated so much knowledge of you until they became submissive to you, or upon the limbs which strove to the places appointed for your worship, to adore you willingly and seek your forgiveness submissively. Such harshness is not expected from you as it is far from your grace. O generous one, O Lord, you are aware of my weakness to bear even a minor affliction of this world and its consequence and adversity, although such afflictions are momentary, short-lived and transient.
Thank you, Allah. Let me hear, feel it.
it's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So, dear listeners, this is the kind of love and sense of worshipping we're discussing. And Imam Zainul Abidin says, I will not leave your door even if you drive me away. This is one of the most eloquent expressions describing the profundity of love and how it abides in the heart, such that would not disappear from it or change even if his master were to drive him away and distance him from his proximity. And far it is from him that he should do that with a servant in whose heart his love has dwelt. وَعَلَىٰ أَلْسُنٍ نَطَقَتْ بِتَوْحِيدِكَ صَادِقَ. Will you give fire dominion over the tongues which have sincerely voiced the profession of your oneness? وَعَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ اَعْتَرَفَتْ بِإِلَهِيَّتِكَ مُحَقِّقَ. Or the hearts acknowledging your divinity through verification. This is what the true servant feels when he experiences the taste of love of Allah and the pleasure of intimacy with him. He would not prefer anything over him. Imam Zainul Abidin, the leader of the lovers, says, O Allah, who can have tasted the sweetness of your love then wanted another in place of you? And who have become intimate with your nearness then sought removal from you? O Allah, you will not give fire dominion over these bodies. مَا هَكَذَا ظَنُّ بِكْ. No such opinion is held of you. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. During these episodes of the programs discussing the Kumail supplication, we have taken great help from the commentary on Kumail supplication available at al-islam.org. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to be close to you throughout my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
أنه وصي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we came to understand that from the 16th sermon that Imam Ali alayhi salam presented to the people when he was just taking up the authority, where now he was giving his maiden speech, where now he's trying to give his strategy, Imam Ali alayhi salam comes up and quickly tries to remind the people and show them the problem that is there in front of him, the difficulty that is ahead of him, and what he needs to do. And this is the sign of a true leader, that he clearly pinpoints that mistake that the society is going through in the most wise of manners, and then he shows a strategy that to fight against that. Though that strategy that he wants to apply would be the actual reason why he would have to give up his life and suffer and be murdered and martyred by the people. But he had to do that. Imam Ali alayhi salam was Imam Ali alayhi salam. He was al-haqqu aliyun ma'al-haqq ma'al-haqq wal-haqqu ma'ali. He was a person who was with the truth, and the truth was in him. So it was not possible that Imam Ali needed to do the right thing at the right time, at the right place. And now the strategy of Imam Ali alayhi salam was to tell them that, look, that system that you are following right now is a redundant old age system.